New restrictions on voting in the U.S. state of Texas are nearing the government's desk. The Republican-led Texas Senate early on Sunday approved a sweeping measure that would eliminate drive-through voting and empower partisan poll watchers. It would also impose new limits on Sunday voting when many black churchgoers head to the polls. President Joe Biden called the Texas bill part of, quote, an assault on democracy. The bill still needs approval in the Texas House before reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign the bill into law. President Biden pledged on Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen in years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar last week after authorities forced an airliner passing overhead to land and arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been aboard that plane. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show, his country is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength. India on Sunday reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days at just 165,000 cases. Deaths rose by 3,400. This is VOA News.